Welcome to the Savvy Dentist Podcast with Dr. Jesse Green, the show where great dentistry meets great business. Listen in each week as we bring you an inspiring person who will share their story, ideas, and business techniques to help you create a practice and a life you love. And now introducing your host, Dr. Jesse Green.
We are going to start today with the concept of meeting with purpose. And meeting with purpose is exactly what it says. There's meetings, which we've all been to, and then there's meetings with purpose, which is what we want to get to. Now, some of you will already be there. Some of you, this will be about refinement and mastery, but for others, this will be new. And if you've heard this before, I'm going to challenge you to think, how can we make our meetings as rocking as possible so that we take them to the next level meetings, like level 10 meetings is what we're after. So the challenge when it comes to these meetings is that, candidly, they can be really boring, right? And for me, I know that if I'm not running a good meeting, if someone is sliding down their chair further and further, almost losing the will to live, I know that I've got some work to do. But in all candor, they can be really boring. The other problem is that people meander and they just feel like they're talking and talking and talking and talking, and we're getting into story, we're getting into drama. And yeah, there was this situation where Bob, really upset Mary, and Mary had just come back from the bank, and the bank teller said something rude about a dog. And how would she know about a dog? Because a dog really is a cute little puppy. She's the runt of the litter, but she's cute. And there's this whole story about nothing. Nothing. And of course, there's no outcome. We're meeting, but there's no outcome. What are we advancing? What are we creating? What's actually getting done? What are our objectives here? And ultimately, poorly run meetings are indeed a waste of time. So I know that there'll be some people who go, I don't want to do a morning huddle. I don't want to do a team meeting because it's a waste of time. And I get that. I am so on board with that. And if they are a waste of time, it's because they suck, in all honesty. So let's have good meetings that are productive. So what we really want, of course, is we want relevance, structure. We want to be able to solve actual problems and make progress. We want to feel like we're getting traction, the rubber is hitting the road. And of course, we want everyone to come to that meeting and be on the same page. We want people to come prepared. We want people to come engaged. And we want everyone working towards a common goal so that we do indeed get traction. All right, so the mindset with this, of course, is drive will be driven. That's what I mean by that. What I mean by that is it's about being specific with our intention at the meetings. It's about making sure that we have structure. It's about making sure that we have a purpose. And it's about making sure that we come up engaged and ready to play rather than just turning up. Yeah? So when it comes to this, there's, of course, five big keys. And the first one is know your outcome. Know your outcome. What are you trying to achieve? What are you optimizing your business for? And what are you optimizing your meetings for? Come prepared. The quality of the meeting is directly proportional to the quality of the preparation. I remember being in the Navy, going to a meeting a little underdone and getting my backside roasted for being underdone. And I deserved it. So when you're going to have a meeting, please put the preparation in. I promise you, you'll get a lot more out of it. Stick to the structure. Structure sets you free. Structure really sets you free. And structure and discipline are the price to be paid for a successful business. Let me just say that again. Structure and discipline are the prices to be paid for a successful business. We don't just freewheel. We don't just kind of become amorphous and jelly-like. We've got to have a structure. And we need to have a meeting rhythm. Not all meetings are the same. We have different meetings at different frequencies for different purposes. So we might have a daily huddle and a weekly team meeting, but they're different meetings for different purposes. Then we might have an annual meeting. We might have a triennial meeting. We have these different meetings for different purposes. So it's about setting and establishing and maintaining a rhythm. And we want to build a to-done list. One of the hugest challenges when it comes to a meeting, I don't know about in your practice, is we allocate to-do lists and we go, okay, Mary, you're going to do this, Betty, you're going to do that, Susie, you're going to do that. the next meeting comes around and we go, right, how did you get on with your actions? And no one's made any progress. And I'm not having a crack at anyone because they've been busy doing things. So what we want to try and do is get stuff done in the meeting. Leave with it done. Yeah? All right, so let's crack on. The first type of meeting you might have is an annual meeting, which is really about setting priorities for the coming 12 months. You might have that at the end of the calendar year, ready for January, or indeed you might run a financial year cycle. Those would probably be the most common times. But there's no reason why you couldn't run it at any time if you wanted to. But essentially, an annual meeting is about setting 12-year objectives and putting a strategic plan in place. Typically, after that, you'll have a triennial meeting, so one every 4 months. Now, for the people who are newer in the room, we used to run a quarterly rhythm. And reporting is great from a business perspective because we, you know, do BASs each quarter and so on. But when it comes to performance and getting things done, there's been a stack of research in the business literature which shows that running a 4 monthly cycle is better, because what happens is that try to run quarter upon quarter upon quarter, we end up sprinting and then we break for a nanosecond and then we have another sprint and break for a nanosecond and then sprint again. And so what we really need is we need a period to be able to ramp up and then celebrate and reset, then ramp up again and celebrate and reset, and ramp up again. So we have four phases that we talk about. Activate, calibrate, accelerate, and celebrate. Now, even though that rhythm is very well established now in business circles, I must give credit to the language around those. Some of you will know Simon Bowen from a previous workshop, and he's the one that gave those labels and language to that. We have a weekly team meeting. Many of you will be familiar with this. Many of you will be running it. Whether you choose to do weekly or fortnightly, you know, I think weekly is great, but for some people, fortnightly is better. I don't want to split hairs over that, but certainly no less frequently than that. And then, of course, we have our daily huddle. Now, the key thing to understand is all of these meetings have the underlying structure, and they are all the same. What we're looking at here is, what are our wins? What progress have we made? What roadblocks are we encountering? And what's our action plan? So every meeting runs the same basic structure. It's not a new structure every single meeting, but underpinning all of this is wins, progress, roadblocks, and action. So let's talk about this. When it comes to wins, we want to celebrate the wins. We want to get excited. We want to make sure that we're high-fiving because progress is great. Perfection is the enemy of progress. And for me, I want to celebrate progress, that today I'm better than I was yesterday, even if it's by a bit. If I'm better today than I was yesterday, that's progress. I don't have to be perfect. When it comes to progress itself, I want red or green. Are we on track or are we off track? Binary, is it in or out? So what happens with this is we can get sucked into story. We can get into justifying. We can get into blame if we slip below the line. Oh, it's not done because, you know, Susie's cat needed to go to the cat washer and, you know, all of a sudden there was a flea that jumped out of its ear and bit her and, you know, God knows what else, right? It's easy to get sucked into story. And so if we've made good progress, we get excited. That's a win. If we're stuck, we move to roadblocks, right? And when we're at roadblocks, we sort these roadblocks with a triaging system. You can use any triage system you like, but the ones that we use is if we solve this one, which is going to get us further fastest. Does that make sense? Which of these roadblocks, which one is the priority? If we solve this one, which is going to have the biggest impact? And we can use the GROW model, which many of you would have heard about, and that stands for Goal, Reality, Options, and Way Forward. So what's our goal here? Where are we? What could we do? Here are our options. Okay, what will we do? So that's what GROW stands for. It's a very, very commonly used coaching model. It's incredibly powerful. And then, of course, actions about smart processes, specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and time-bound is what that stands for.
Thank you for listening to the Savvy Dentist Podcast with Dr. Jesse Green. For more free tools and resources, join the free Facebook group. Visit drjessegreen.com/Facebook. And for more episodes, visit drjessegreen.com/savvydentist.